Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The New York Times Wednesday said the Vatican's computer networks have been breached by Chinese hackers since May in an apparent espionage effort before the start of sensitive talks between the Roman Catholic Church and Communist China. Times says the attack, discovered by the private U.S.-based cybersecurity and monitoring firm Recorded Future, appears to be the first time hackers have been publicly caught directly hacking into the Vatican and a Hong Kong-based group of de facto Vatican representatives who have negotiated with China over the church's status on the mainland. The Vatican and China are expected to begin talks in September over renewal of a provisional agreement they reached in 2018 that gives the Pope the final say over the bishops selected by the Communist Party for the state-sanctioned Catholic Church. U.S. Attorney General William Barr, defending hundreds of federal agents to Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere to stop violent protests, while opposition Democrats accused him of violating the civil rights of peaceful protesters. This was Barr's first appearance as Attorney General before the Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee, where the Democrats accused him of taking such actions in Portland to support President Donald Trump's re-election bid in November. Barr said the protests in Portland have become disconnected from their initial purpose, which was to protest the death of an African-American man, George Floyd, while in police custody in Minnesota in late May. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. Brazilian healthcare workers urging the International Criminal Court to investigate President Jair Bolsonaro's government for crimes against humanity for its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. A complaint containing evidence statements from unions representing more than 1 million healthcare workers has been submitted to the Hague-based court. The unions accuse Bolsonaro's government, or administration rather, of being criminally negligent in its management of the COVID-19 outbreak, jeopardizing the lives of healthcare professionals and the general public. Bolsonaro, who tested positive, make that negative, for the coronavirus after being infected with the virus for nearly 3 weeks, has repeatedly said the restrictions hurt the country's economy. Brazil has the highest number of COVID-19 cases in Latin America, with more than 2.4 million infections and more than 87,000 deaths. Hundreds of people protested in Tel Aviv, pressing forward with a more than month-long campaign calling on longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu to step down. Public discontent with the government's handling of the coronavirus outbreak and resulting economic crisis has drawn thousands, including many young Israelis, to twice-weekly protests demanding Netanyahu resign from office while on trial for corruption. Netanyahu is on trial for a series of cases in which he allegedly received lavish gifts from billionaire friends and traded regulatory favors with media moguls for more favorable coverage of himself and his family. The prime minister has denied any wrongdoing, accusing the media and law enforcement of a witch hunt to oust him from office, and he has refused to leave. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced his government would soon complete the release of 5,000 Taliban prisoners, thus paving the way for the start of long-sought-after peace negotiations with the insurgent group. President Ghani said, "With this action, we look forward to the start of direct negotiations with the Taliban in a week's time." And the U.S. state of Georgia, honoring the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis on Wednesday with a ceremony at the state capitol in Atlanta, where mourners will have a chance to pay their last respects. He died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced-staged pancreatic cancer. The funeral service, a private one, will be held at the Ebenezer Baptist Church, a historically black church where Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preached. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.